Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mental Health Monday is an informational podcast and should not be used to replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a healthcare or mental health care professional. Mental Health Monday can't be held responsible for the use of the information provided. Please, always consult a trained mental health professional before making any decision regarding treatment of yourself or others. Self-help information and podcasts and information on the internet is useful, but not always the substitute for professional assistance. Unless otherwise noted, guests of Mental Health Monday are not doctors or licensed in any way. Our hope is to make a connection with you and be more open and honest about everyone's mental health. Thanks for checking it out. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, and welcome to Riggs Off the Radio. It's a Mental Health Monday. I'm Riggs, and it's the first one of 2022. Sorry, it's been kind of a ride for me over the last couple weeks. Dealing with some situations with family stuff with my wife's mother. I had a little bout with COVID. I'm a COVID-19 survivor. I don't know if I had the Delta variant or the Omicron variant or the OG. I don't know. I was down for a couple days and I was fine. Thankfully, I was vaccinated and boosted. I'm pretty sure that helped out as well. So I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm here. I'm living. I'm breathing. I'm getting certified to be a positive psychology life coach. And a lot of stuff that I'm learning at the Whole Being Institute, this is where I'm getting certified through. I feel like there's all this knowledge just being stored in my brain, and I need to let it out a little bit to give you some of it. So here's a little tip for today. This is called the SPIRE check-in. S-P-I-R-E. It's an acronym. A lot of learning places, they love acronyms. Sales places love acronyms. The government loves acronyms. Your job probably loves acronyms. There's acronyms for everything, right? This one is SPIRE. S-P-I-R-E. Comes from the word like respire, like to breathe. So think about like you need to breathe to live. So you can be inspired. Duh. See? Spire, inspire, perspire. Don't sweat it though. You're going to do a SPIRE check-in with yourself, and S-P-I-R-E all stand for different things. And this is all evidence-based stuff. I mean, I'm not just pulling the stuff out of my butt. It's legit and it works really well. And if you were to come to me as a client and I was your mental health life coach, we would go through stuff like this all the time to kind of check in. So if you're ever feeling like off balance in life and you're just not really sure, you feel like you're spinning your tires, try going through this SPIRE model and just doing a little check-in and find out, you know, how things are going. It's almost like a temperature check. S, what does the S stand for in SPIRE? Stands for spiritual. And you're like, well, I'm not really a religious person. You know what? I'm not either. I'm a spiritual person though. I don't go to church regularly. Oh God, I hope my grandma and my mom didn't listen to this. No, I don't. But I am a spiritual person. I believe there's something else after we move on. I believe that there's a higher power out there. I believe there's other life out there. I believe you should be a good person. You shouldn't be a jerk to people. You should just be kind to everyone, regardless of their color or their social status or anything. I just believe in being a good person. But spiritual, meaning are you leading a meaningful life and mindfully savoring the present? That's what the spiritual part means of the S in SPIRE. So are you in the moment? Are you taking things in as they happen? Or are you living in the past? And are you always worried about the future? You should savor the moment and live in the moment. That's the spiritual, the S in SPIRE. The P in SPIRE stands for physical, caring. Why can't I say caring without saying carrying? Caring. Caring for your body. Caring for yourself, for your physical body, for your heart, for your mind, for your whole well-being. Are you exercising? Are you moving? Or are you a lump on a log all the time? Are you getting enough sleep? What kind of things are you putting in your body? Are you eating healthy foods or are you eating like trash all the time? That's the kind of stuff you want to check in with your physical, with the P for the SPIRE, the I, the intellectual. Are you engaging in deep learning and opening up to an experience? Are you reading things that are good for you? Are you ingesting knowledge that's positive and feeding your brain? Or are you mindlessly scrolling doom websites and, you know, constantly monitoring the COVID death numbers? That's not healthy for anybody. It's just going to cause you a bunch of unnecessary anxiety. Why are you going to worry about things you can't control anyways? We've discussed this in the past. The I, Inspire, stands for checking on your intellectual well-being. The R is relational. Are you nurturing a constructive relationship with yourself and with others? Are you kind to yourself? Are you giving yourself grace? Are you practicing self-compassion? Do you love yourself? No, really. You ever thought about that? Do you love yourself? If you don't, do you? Maybe you do, I don't know, but it's a serious question. Like, you gotta learn to love yourself. Really be kind to yourself. I mean, after all, you are the most important person in your life, right? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounding yourself with other like-minded people, other positive people, or are there people in your life that you could probably cut out that are not healthy, that are not good in your life? And that's okay. It's called a boundary if you cut something or someone out of your life. There's nothing wrong with that. If it's something, you know, if you've discussed the boundary before and you need to cut something out, then do it. Who are you surrounding yourself with? What kind of relationships do you have in your life? This can totally have an impact on your whole being, on yourself. Sometimes when we get in a funk, we realize that we've been surrounding ourselves with people that are not very good for us. Check in on your relationships with others and, of course, with yourself. The final one, Inspire, S-P-I-R-E, yet spiritual, physical, intellectual, relational. E is the emotional. Are you feeling all the emotions? Are you reaching towards resilience and positivity? Now, that doesn't mean toxic positivity. It doesn't mean that you're always like, good vibes only, man. Yeah, my grandfather passed away, but good vibes only. No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means, are you experiencing a full spectrum of emotions? Are you happy when you're happy? When something bad happens, it's all right to be angry. It's okay to be upset. That's all right. It's okay to be sad. It's all right to cry. Yeah, I'm talking to you men. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be anxious sometimes, as long as you experience that emotion, ride the whole wave of that emotion, and then move on. Appreciate that emotion for what it was worth, and then move forward. Experiencing all of the emotions on a full spectrum is 100% necessary for your whole well-being. And that is the Spire Check-In, S-P-I-R-E. It's an interesting and introspective way to do a self-check-in. S, spiritual. P, physical. I, intellectual. R, relational. E, emotional. Check in with yourself on all five of these levels. See where you are, take a little temperature, and find out where you may need a little help, where you may be lacking, or maybe you have more intellectual. Maybe you're really into a book. Maybe you're really learning something a lot with your intellectual, so your eye is really high right now, but maybe you're not so good on an emotional level because you haven't really been feeling much and you've been really depressed and you're just lonely and you're not experiencing any other emotion. So check in on those five levels. That's the Spire model. It's something that I've learned. It's something I can pass on to you. Thank you for listening. It's just a brief episode of Riggs Off the Radio today. If you need anything from me, you know where to find me. You can also check out my website, heartheadhelps.com. That has lots of great information and resources for positive psychology, and that's what this is all about. Just being kind to yourself, too. Being kind to your mind. That's what it's all about. Heartheadhelps.com. Check that out if you get a chance. Thanks for checking out Riggs Off the Radio. It's my little brief podcast for Mental Health Monday. I appreciate you checking out Riggs Off the Radio. If you could, leave it a nice little review in the App Store or share it with somebody. Share it with somebody that you feel like they could use the Spire model and maybe do a little check-in with them on their own. Like, they could learn something from it. If you felt like you learned something from this, then maybe pass it on to someone else who could take something from it. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day, your night, your afternoon, your weekend, whatever it is you happen to be doing. And always, always remember to make good life decisions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.